The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Yesterday, a nice weekend, and the headlines in the news continue to be remarkable, to put it mildly. The political season is rumbling along. I don't know if it's going to stay on the tracks or not, but it's crazy out there. And one of the things that is, without question, turning out to be the most important analysis of what's happening is reverse speech. We are seeing things and hearing things that are so extraordinary that are just stunning. If you've seen and heard the John F. Kennedy reverse speech programs, you'll know what we're talking about. I mean, it is just amazing. David John Oates is standing by in Australia. He's got a whole slew of reversals tonight, new reversals on, well, all of them. You name them, from Ted Cruz to Carly Fiorina, and of course Donald Trump. And I think we have some others involving Kasich, but we'll find out. And Priebus as well. The whole cast of characters on that side of the ledger are being looked at, analyzed. And remember, this technology reverse speech is being kept under wraps by the authorities. They know all about it, and we believe they use it all the time to find out what people are really thinking and really saying. It makes perfect sense. And now, David Oates, who's been at this 33 years, who is the maestro, who is the discoverer and developer of this extraordinary gift that we all have. And if you're interested in learning how to do it, it's very easy. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I'm on the telephone for a moment while we get the digital line up and running properly. Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I thought the audio quality wasn't up to your normal standards. So
it will be.
Yep.
It will be.
Well, yes, I have got a whole bunch of reversals for you tonight. Cruz, Fiorina, Priebus, Trump. All of them, and as always, very revealing, and some of them very damning. So,
what does it look like? What does it look like down there in your media? How are they covering this?
We see it on the news, you know, two or three nights a week. They're covering it pretty much the way America's covering it. Although Trump is painted more as a bad man here than he is in America. So some of my Australian friends were horrified when I said I was supporting Trump.
It's amazing that they don't, and knowing you, that they don't understand that when they see a lie over and over again in the media, no matter where the media originates, many of them begin to believe it. And you almost have to you want to grab them and shake them and say, listen, just because you hear this in the mainstream media doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And you shouldn't have to say that to intelligent people now. I think if people have learned anything from this whole horror show, is that the media is a lie. It's a programming, mind control, social engineering, fourth branch of government, in my opinion. But I mean, the headlines here. The good news is there's a new California poll out, and it's quite a shot. It's a shock. It's the Rasmussen poll. It has Trump up 54 to Cruz 20. Now, to me, that's logical, pragmatic, common sense. It's a legitimate read on what's going on. Then the others are fascinating as well. Major national poll, another one, shows Trump now beating Hillary by, I think it was 3 or 4 points. I think he'll just steamroll her in a one-on-one competition. I don't think there's any question about it now. Trump is doing well in Indiana. That's tomorrow. That's the big one. Some people are saying that's pivotal. Others are saying, no, it's not pivotal. I think it's very important, and we'll see what happens. Carly Fiorina was introducing Heidi Cruz, the next First Lady, and Ted Cruz, the next President of the United States, and she was on a stage, and the next thing, she stepped to her left and fell out of sight.
Did she really? I didn't know that.
She fell out of sight. I've got the story up there, and it's remarkable. Other people have been catching on to the Cruz issue and heckling him, saying, you're not eligible, Ted, you're a Canadian. That's interesting. Some of the Cruz delegates apparently now who had gone over to him are thinking about switching back to Trump. That's encouraging as well. So you've got a lot of things going on here. They're unprecedented. They're just extraordinary. And I hope that the speech reversals that you're able to present continue to help people understand the reality and the truth of the situation. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, I think anyone who's been listening to these shows for any length of time just knows that we've hit it spot on every time. I mean, we'll play something in reverse, and the following week it's in the news. It's been absolutely remarkable the way it's been so consistent and accurate like that. So there we go, the truth of reverse speech.
Let's go on. I guess we have, for all of you sitting out there and listening, open your mind and just sit back. And if you don't believe in it, just listen anyway. And then after the program is over, maybe you'll say, there may be something to this. And in my humble opinion, there's more than something to it. This is the ultimate. Go ahead, David.
All right. So here's Cruz announcing Fiorina as his VP.
My friend and the next Vice President of the United States, Carly Fiorina.
And here he says, I rape.
I rape.
I rape. I rape.
He's raping the system. He's raping. It's an aggressive move. It's in your face.
That's like a very ugly, domineering thing to say, no respect. He's acting like kind of a marauding, destructive army. He's just a one-man army. He's really an awful, he's a creepy person.
Creep's the only word I can use. That's what we all call him in our little Skype messages to each other. All right, so here he is attacking Trump. Here's the forwards.
I give you my word as president, I won't compromise away your religious liberty rights. I won't compromise away your Second Amendment rights. Donald Trump is telling us he's going to sit down with Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer and give away Justice Scalia's Supreme Court seat.
Okay, now you remember how we had all the reversals about blood on Cruz last time?
Yeah, well, he used the word blood, which is obviously another very dramatic thing to do from the subconscious. I mean, that's blood has to do with life and death.
Yeah, well, something's happened to this man because he's gone over the edge because he uses the word blood about a half a dozen times, and I'll tell you a very interesting story about it. Anyway, so here's the first one. Blood is so deep, I like to push blood.
Blood is so deep, so
you like to push blood.
You hear that one okay, Jeff?
Oh, my.
So you like to push blood.
What that says to me is the man is... he's a psychopath. This is sick.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll move on to the next one.
And the only campaign, the only candidate that has beaten Donald Trump, the only candidate that can beat Donald Trump is our campaign.
Okay, here he says, much blood he'd make.
Much blood he'd make.
Much blood he'd make. Much blood he'd make.
Oh, David, anyway. David. He's on some level thinking about physically killing another human being and that there would be blood all over the place. That's what I'm hearing. Am I wrong?
No, you're right, because you actually see a couple of reversals coming up. This man scares me. He has really got it in for Donald Trump, and he's got it in for Donald Trump so badly that he's actually, the word Donald has actually become what we call a personal constant. Let me explain this. There's certain reversals in reverse speech that always reverse to say the same word, like emotion reverses to say show me, a relationship reverses to say shallow. And sometimes these constant reversals filter into individual people's own speech, where they say a particular word reverses to say the same thing all the time, but it won't for someone else, okay? It's what we call a personal constant. Whenever Cruz says Trump, it reverses to say blood. He has become so obsessed with Donald Trump and going after him that it has become part of his speech structure. Now, if I was to say Trump in the tape recorder, which I've tried, Donald, I don't get blood, and we've had a few other people say it too, and they don't get blood, but you look at the word blood, I'll play it, and you hear it says Donald forwards.
Can beat Donald.
Oops, hang on.
Marsh blood eat.
Right, blood.
Can beat Donald.
Blood eat
Donald.
Blood
eat Donald.
Blood eat
Donald.
You hear that?
I certainly do. This is really amazing.
Yeah, and that is really significant. It shows that he is so obsessed and so upset. I mean, I'm sure he goes to bed at night tossing and turning, dreaming about Donald Trump, that he just wants him. And it has become part of his whole speech pattern. All right, okay, let's skip a couple of blood reversals and go to the kill one. This is, here he uses a metaphor. It's a metaphor wolf. We haven't talked about metaphors for a long time. We don't get many in public media broadcasts, but anyway, let's run this forwards.
Naming her as my VP nominee ensures that we have a clear choice in this election. Between Carly and me on the one side, a positive, optimistic, conservative, forward-looking campaign with real policy solutions.
And he says, make me kill the wolf.
Make me kill the wolf.
Make me kill the wolf.
I think the wolf in this case is Trump.
There's no question about it. Look, I'm sorry to say this again, but these reversals are unmistakable. And the man is a psychopath. He is a sick son of a bitch, as John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, said.
Lucifer flesh. Yeah, absolutely. Listen to this This is Cruz the Vampire.
When it comes to Donald Trump, you know, the Washington establishment desperately wants Donald and me to engage in a cage match.
And here he says, I make much blood to suck.
Why don't you eat martial arts to suck?
Why don't you eat martial arts to suck?
And again.
Why don't you eat martial arts to suck?
Can you see how obsessed he's become? I mean,
beyond an obsession. He now is literally at his subconscious mind lusting to suck the blood of Donald Trump. Maybe that's symbology. I don't know.
Well, I don't know the symbology. There's so many of them. I mean, it worries me. This, like you say, he's a psychopath. There's no other words to describe it. He's completely obsessed with getting Trump. And he's got no path to victory. I don't even know why he's still in the race. I don't know why he chose Carly Fiorina. If Trump gets Indiana, which I'm pretty sure he will, it's all over, you know.
We have here reverse speech evidence that Lion Ted wants and might even actively participate in the killing of another man. I'm not saying he will. I'm not saying he's thinking that, but the reverse speech is certainly suggestive of it. Donald Trump wins the nomination, he, whatever security he has got to double it or quadruple it, in my view.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. We're all quite worried about him down here. Well, when I say down here, me in Australia and my other analysts around the world. But it's really creepy. And here he is again.
There's a reason that Donald Trump gave $100,000 to John Boehner's super PAC, that he texted back and forth with the speaker, that they're golfing and buddy.
He's talking about Boehner's Lucifer the Flesh comment, and he says, much blood.
Marsh blood.
Marsh blood.
And of course, it's Donald again forwards.
Okay. Donald Trump blood. Donald blood. Donald Trump.
Okay.
now, Donald. That's amazing. So it's linking up. This isn't just a backwards masking kind of a thing either.
Oh, no. He is so obsessed and so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Fixated. Fixated.
Yeah, fixated. Yes, he's fixated with him and he's, I don't know what else to tell you. He listened to this one. Here's another one.
To peddle sleaze and slime. You know, Donald is fond of giving people nicknames. With this pattern, he should not be surprised to see people calling him Sleazy Donald.
And here he says, see blood running now.
See blood running now.
See blood running now.
Oh my God. This is have you ever in 33 years seen anything or heard anything to equal this?
No, I haven't. No, I would not put it past Cruz to be involved in an assassination attempt, just like his dad with JFK. It would not surprise me.
Now, for those of you who don't know, his father appears in two photographs, at least, with Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans in August of 1963, several months before the murder of John Kennedy. The suggestion is, and it can't be proven either way because the CIA doesn't operate like that, we are looking at a man, his father, who probably was involved in the CIA as an anti-Castro Cuban, along with Lee Harvey Oswald. And if that's the case, there's no reason to think that Teddy Boy, who is a Canadian, is not an American, is not eligible to run. Teddy Boy might be a CIA cutout as well. You have to consider that as a possibility.
It wouldn't. Yeah, it's possible. All I can tell you, he's really after Trump. All right, listen to this one. Next one along. We're moving past the blood reversals now. So here we go.
This is a man, anyone who supports radical liberals like those, does not care about conservative Supreme
right.
Court justices,
I
does not care about the Second Amendment, and doesn't care about securing the border.
And here it says, see bribery con.
Bribery con.
Bribery con. Bribery con.
So his campaign is full into bribes and cons, and I mean, I'm sure he's bribing Dell delegates, taking out the lavish lunches, and we've seen Cruz call himself a con man in reverse before, and so here we have the word con again and bribery. So, well, what's he up to, you know? So let's play that reversal again. The bribery con.
Bribery con.
Snobbery hunts.
Quite clear. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yes, I would. And also for you newcomers out there, remember, all the syllables have to be there. We can't be missing syllables. It all has to be contextually coherent somehow, but it doesn't necessarily have to relate to the forward speech. That's the giveaway. When it does relate to the forward speech, you've got someone who is congruent or telling the truth forwards in our conversation and in reverse from the subconscious. If there's a mismatch, the subconscious will always speak the truth. This is the truth you just heard. This is the man. I am in shock from all the references to blood. I can't believe it. And it's not just saying Donald backwards. That's not it. There's some,
You're right. Yeah, well, they're occurring in complete sentences, and they're consistent from reversal to reversal to reversal. He's after his blood. See blood flowing. I suck blood. I push blood. Much blood. I mean, it's staggering. Staggering. Like you said, I haven't seen this in 33 years. He's obsessed to the nth degree. Okay, next one along.
Well, last night in New York, Donald got fewer votes in New York than I got in Wisconsin. And yet, the delegate rules give Donald many more delegates for winning New York than I got for winning Wisconsin.
All right, we'll play this after the break.
Yeah, very good. Listening to David Oates' speech reversals, which are absolutely devastating to listen to. When you think about this man who gets up there and his speaking voice makes me ill, turns my stomach. But when you hear what is going on in his subconscious mind according to reverse speech, and remember this technology is well known to the intelligence agency and they never talk about it. Why? Because they're using it. When you hear in reverse speech the things we've just heard, this man is a psychopath. No other way to look at it. This is scary stuff. Add this up to the women he has allegedly been sleeping with, the big money paid to the Fiorina camp, $500,000-$600,000, a gift, and all the other things that Lion Ted has been caught doing. And if anyone out there votes for this man with this knowledge in hand, I don't understand it. I do not understand it. Hold on, we'll be right back with David in just a minute. Okay, and welcome talking with Dave John Oates. This is a very disturbing program so far. If you have been following reverse speech at all, as I have for well over 20 years, this is unprecedented. I honestly never... I would expect to hear this from someone on a mass murderer on death row, this kind of stuff. This is deeply disturbed.
Yeah, it certainly is. This reversal here is very psychopathic. Let's play the Fords again.
Well, last night in New York, Donald got fewer votes in New York than I got in Wisconsin. And yet, the delegate rules give Donald many more delegates for winning New York than I got for winning Wisconsin.
And it says, we delighted pain.
We delighted pain.
We delighted pain. We delighted pain.
Can't get much more sociopathic than that. The pain of the whole process. And
I'm just...
pain.
This is really... I hope I'm not overreacting to this. I don't think I am. I've never heard anything like this, and I've been listening for over 20 years to reversals.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy election cycle. Yeah. Oh, and this is a bit of a funny one. This is Cruz. Here we are again.
In Texas, I received over twice as many votes as Donald Trump received in New York. That's the way the system works. And the important thing to understand, the reason that Donald has been complaining so incessantly, and the reason why his media surrogates repeat those complaints, is because he's losing at the ballot box.
Well, he's not losing at the ballot box. And backwards he says, what's this? The deal was set.
What's this? The deal was set.
What's this? The deal was set.
And again.
If you folks can't hear that, you don't want to. That's that is as clear as it gets. These are not random sounds that imitate or sound like something else. They are spoken from the subconscious, words, phrases, sentences. This is really amazing, and if you're listening, Teddy boy, you need some therapy big time. This is not healthy.
Yeah, give me a call. Although I don't know whether I want him as a client.
I don't, honestly. Someone this sick, I would rather doubt that there's a path, speaking of pathways, a path back to normalcy. This is a life, obviously a lifelong bent that this guy is on. Something's really wrong. Remember what his college roommate said? He was sick then. Dressing up as a woman, sneaking into sorority houses so he can watch the girls naked, getting showered, going, coming from the bathrooms, and so forth. He's sick. He's demented. This man is mentally ill.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, he's a sick man. All right, let's have a look at Fiorina. Okay.
No, you have a look at her. I don't want to. I mean, her face has been... They worked her face over during her hiatus from being visually accessible by the media. I mean, it's all tightened up, but it's still the same frightful face. It's not so much what she looks like. It's how she acts. It's what she says. It's her demeanor. It's her disposition that is ugly and... It's frightening. I ran a story the other day about how little children are afraid of her. And she is rather scary. She can't help what she looks like, all right? That's a given. She's not telegenic. She doesn't have a winning countenance. She destroyed Hewlett-Packard. She is not a successful major business executive or corporate officer. She is another creepy person.
Yep. All right, let's look at some reversals on her. So here we go. Not many. There was only a few very small sound clips of her out, actually, after she became VP nominee. So.
This is the fight of our time. And I believe Ted Cruz is the man to lead that fight.
And here she says, had the deal. So there's a deal between them. Something's going on with money changing hands and everything.
Oh, yeah,
like
they had the deal a long time ago when that $500,000 or more was given from the Cruz campaign, and he allegedly needed money back then to her campaign. What the hell was that? That's the deal they had. They had a deal.
Here's a rather, I was going to say funny, but disturbing is a better word. She's talking about the Clintons.
Well, I guess I would say, you know, if my husband had done some of the things that Bill Clinton had done, I would have left him long ago.
And here she says, I'm horny.
I'm horny.
I'm horny. I'm horny.
Well, that's her problem. I'm sure she can take care of it. But that's what's on her mind, all right? Now, that's not...
I know. Very bizarre statement to make on that forward.
I got to hear that again because that was so damn clear. What was she saying exactly forward? Let's listen, folks. Now remember, she's mouthing, she's chattering, saying the things she's supposed to say in her conscious self, but subconsciously, there's no connection.
Well, she's talking about the Clintons' marriage forward, saying that her husband had done what Bill Clinton had done. So here's the forwards.
Well, I guess I would say, you know, if my husband had done some of the things that Bill Clinton had done, I would have left him long ago.
And I'm horny.
I'm horny.
I'm horny.
It's bizarre.
I'm horny.
It's completely bizarre. What do they get? These two people are as defective as any adults in major politics could seemingly be.
Yeah.
Defective. That's probably a good word. This is a defective soul, spirit, consciousness, subconsciousness, superconsciousness. It's all screwy. And my God, Cruz, I hope you folks listen to this again and listen very carefully. Maybe when we're done with Cruz, we can go back and play a couple of these blood things. But that makes your skin crawl.
Yeah, it certainly does. And here's an interesting clip of Carly. Before she was on became Cruz's VP nominee, and here she is attacking Cruz. So the forwards are interesting in this one.
We'll see if Ted Cruz has the nomination locked up, but I would say that Ted Cruz is just like any other politician. He says one thing in Manhattan, he says another thing in Iowa, he says whatever he needs to say to get elected, and then he's going to do as he pleases. I think the American people are tired of the political class that promises much and delivers much of the same.
So that's what she said before she teamed up with...
...says
backwards, remember the hell.
Remember the hell.
Remember the hell. Remember the hell.
In other words, remember all the bad times with Ted Cruz. Remember the hell. There you are. There's your Lucifer in the flesh.
It's interesting, and I wonder if subconsciously, because people do read each other and we hear the subconscious reverse speech from people, we don't consciously... recognize it, but we do. That was interesting because it would suggest that she was fully aware that this guy is an ugly, dark man, the hell that he was spewing. He's a phony. She said also in another clip, he'll say anything to get elected. He's a whore. He is a whore on a moral basis, political pay. It doesn't matter what the basis is. The guy is just the worst.
And here we have Fiorina attacking Hillary and Trump in the same sentence.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are virtually indistinguishable in their positions. They are virtually indistinguishable in the fact that they have always been insiders.
Oh, please.
And this is the reversal. She has a completely contradictory reversal. She says they had the path. In other words, you know, they got the path. They were on the right path.
They had the path.
They had the path.
So she's actually kind of admiring them backwards, saying, well, they've got the path here. You know?
She knows that Donald Trump is telling it straight. And as far as that goes, she apparently thinks the same of Hillary. Why, I don't know. But, they've got the path. Maybe they've got the path, they've got the support. Maybe that's what she meant. They've got the right path to pander to the people to get the support. I don't know.
Anyway, there we go.
So. Wow.
All right, so let's move on to Hillary. All right, here we go. So here's Hillary Fords.
And I will also knock down the barriers for minority-owned and women-owned small businesses.
And here she says, say you rave in my con.
Jerry Bin Laden.
A lot of con words this election, aren't there?
Yes, so, there are. Wow.
Say you rave in my con. It's just meaningless BS I'm talking. I'm just spewing rubbish out of my mouth. That's exactly what the reversal means. Okay? And here we have the next one on Hillary.
It's just one step. If you make something illegal, what are the consequences for that illegality? So it's really just a half a step away from what they've been saying for some time.
Generally,
Not too sure what she means by this. Hear the lie, do it.
You know I do it.
I'm not too sure what she means by the lie. Let's listen to the Fords again. We can get a clue.
It's just one step. If you make something illegal, what are the consequences for that illegality? So it's really just a half a step away from what they've been saying for some time.
Generally.
Yeah, the lie do it. Huh. Yeah, let's play that reversal again.
You know I do it.
Well, she's just being dishonest in her presentation. You know, she's raving in the con. She's just making up stuff as she goes. That's how I would interpret it. Okay?
Yeah, well, that works. Sure.
All right. Yeah. Look, the next reversal, before I play it, I want to go down to another one. This is Hillary when she got four states last week. Okay? And her voice is under the crowd.
What a great night.
He says, what a great night. Hope you can hear it under the crowd. She says, I'm damn yellow.
I'm yellow.
You hear that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yellow or lack of courage. So that's a rather strange one to hear on Hillary. Then we've got this one here. Listen to this.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And here she says, Hillary's scared.
Hillary Sneer.
So
this is very interesting. Wow, what an insight.
Yeah, I'm damn yellow and Hillary's scared. She's not as confident she's going to win as what she's saying, and she has a streak of cowardice inside of her.
Well, her former service in the government, I think, kind of shows that. Her Benghazi debacle, what she did to Gaddafi. I mean, come on, the woman, we saw, we came, he died, and then she cackles. This woman is a monster. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, she holds back. That's what she did in Benghazi, and that's why we had the disaster.
Correct.
She's scared. Yeah, she's damn yellow. Yeah. She doesn't have the backbone. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I think you're right. I think she's also afraid of Donald Trump. I think she is afraid she's not going to win.
Yes.
And I think her subconscious knows she's not going to win. And please play that again, that last one, when she said she's
scared. Yeah. Okay, so here's the Fords.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Here it is, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Yeah, she's afraid she's not going to make it through. She's afraid she's not going to keep moving. She's putting on a good front.
Remember the poll came out today? Donald Trump beating her nationally in a one-on-one race by 4 points already. And he hasn't even started.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, she's got every reason to be scared. All right, here's an interesting one.
If he is the nominee, I look forward to debating him. I look forward to taking him on. I've been taking him on from the beginning. You know, the Republicans, they just sort of stood there and watched this train wreck.
Oh, yeah, I know what the verse means. It says, led that army.
Led that army.
Led that army.
Yeah, she's getting all her troops together to tackle Donald Trump. Led that army. She's rallying the forces. Okay? It's a war, is what she's saying it. And that comes out in some of her other reversals, too. All right, now this next reversal, I'm not sure whether to interpret this as a put down or a confirmation. Anyway, I'll play the forwards. She's talking about jobs.
Progressive goals backed up by real plans that will improve lives, creating more good jobs that provide dignity and pride in a middle class life.
And here she says, get a new job.
Eating this job.
So I don't know whether she's confirming what she's saying forwards or whether she's putting them down, saying, oh, I just gotta get a new job. It's not working out. I'm not too sure whether that's a positive or a negative. But anyway, it relates to the forwards. Get a new job. Yep. All right. Let's have a look at this one.
We have to keep fighting for John and all of our firefighters and our police officers, our emergency responders, and the construction workers who did so much for us.
Come on, Hillary. How about the government telling everyone it was safe to go in there? How many thousands and tens of thousands are dying, have died, and will die from that? Yeah, praise them. Go ahead. Sure. It's all a lie.
Reversal, man. She says, I know some were sacred. Here we go. I don't know what she means by that.
Please let me hear that again.
Yeah, here we go. I know some were sacred. Well, some lost their lives.
No, I don't think... I think the first two words are I hope. There's a P in there and an H.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there is a P. Sorry, did I say I know? I'm sorry, the verse is I hope. Sorry, you heard it correctly. I told you wrong. So, yeah, I hope someone...
Testing me again, eh?
Yeah, my mistake. Yeah, definitely I hope. I'm sorry, it's up on my list as I hope. I misread it. Okay, so here it is again. I hope some was sacred. Yeah, very clear.
I think it's I hope some are sacred.
Right. Look, she's probably speaking well of the firefighters. Let's give her a bit of a credit. Maybe that's what she's saying.
No. Has to happen to even the worst people once in a while, I guess. You say something civilized.
Yep. All right. This one you'll laugh at. Here we go.
We need you to keep volunteering. I hope you will join the 1.1 million people who've already contributed at HillaryClinton.com.
And here she says, now help no one.
No one.
And there you go. What can I tell you?
Right.
Just straightforward there. She's not going to help anyone. Very incongruent. And now here, this is an interesting reference. She uses the word blood, but she's talking about accepting the spot as the Secretary of State. Listen to the forwards.
He asked me to be Secretary of State. I say, you know, I'm really flattered. I'm honored. But I think my best use would be in the Senate. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I want you to think about it. You go home and think about it, but I want you to say yes. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, so go home. Think about it. I call him up. I say, you know, Mr. President-elect, I just think I should stay in the Senate. He goes, I'm telling you, don't call me again until you're ready to say yes.
And here she says, say yes, the show wear blood.
Say yes, it's nowhere blood.
Say yes, it's nowhere blood.
And again.
Say yes, it's nowhere blood.
And yes, blood was all through her reign as Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The show wear blood. Benghazi, Libya.
And more than that, we don't even know how much.
Yeah, I know.
It goes back to the million people that she and her husband literally presided over the deaths of in Iraq during their 8 years. The so-called no-fly zone, which really meant nothing. We continued to bomb, strafe, and murder all during those years. She has so much blood on her hands, it's not funny.
Oh, I know. Yeah, so there it is. All in her reversal. It's all here, Jeff, as it always is. You know,
it's true. It's
true. The reverse speech has the ability to shine a light on people and who they really are, what their real intentions and thoughts are. It's just absolutely stunning. We need people to get trained. We've got a training class starting June 19th. If you want to get involved in reverse speech, go to reversespeech.com. Sign up for training. We need people. We need dozens and dozens of analysts out there. There's just so much stuff.
This is an extraordinary field, and you folks who are looking for a career, you don't have to get a degree in psychology or anything. You could literally hang out a shingle and practice reverse speech. I suspect in many states, if not all of them, or most of them, just by taking this class. And if you're good at it, it's simply a question of helping people understand themselves.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Wow. I mean, if I were not doing anything, I would be seriously tempted to do this. I mean, you could simply have someone sign a release, standard professional release, give them what they're speaking in reverse, and say, here's what you said.
Yep.
It's the best we can do. Now you know what your inner voice is telling you. And a lot of people will be able to reconcile that, I think, pretty much on their own. They don't know their inner voice. They don't know who they really are. And that's right. Part of the game of mass mind control.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. So anyway, folks, take training. Join the team. It's the only way reverse speech is going to be able to tackle everything, is to get more people involved in it.
If you do it as an amateur thing, just for fun, it's fascinating. And I've known people who have done that, and they just are amazed. Some people have an ear for it. Some have to learn how to hear it. You can do it. It's not hard at all. You just need the right training. And David is offering that class coming up very soon. Wow. Wow. What an unforgettable hour. We've got another hour to go with David as we continue to try to help everyone understand what is really at stake during this political election season. Stay tuned, and we shall continue.